And let's continue on the KCII PM sports page. It's now time for our volleyball Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is IMS player Susanna Yoder. Susanna, thanks for joining me here today.
Yep, no problem.
So, Susanna, a great start to the season for the team. Your overall outlook of the season thus far, what's been contributing to the early season success?
Earlier in the season, we have really good team chemistry this year. Everyone just communicates pretty well, and we all like each other a lot, so that's really helpful. And we had a new setter coming in this year, and she does a great job with – she's a really smart setter, so she really contributes to the team.
Well, you mentioned that good chemistry right there. That kind of goes to the next question of coming into the season, some team goals that your team's trying to set out moving forward.
We wanted to have a winning season, for sure, winning season. And I think we wanted to be – we started realizing early on when we went to a team camp that we could be pretty good this year. And so one of our goals was to be at the top of our conference. And I also think another goal that we have – is to try to get farther in regional play.
Well, now this is your third year of playing. Of course, you played as a freshman and sophomore. Coming into this season, what were some personal goals you set out?
I really wanted to work on my hitting because in the years past, as the season has gone on, I have gotten more tentative with hitting, and I'll just, like, hit to get it in. But this year, I really wanted to be a strong hitter and to have some, like, powerful hits that went down. Even though I'm kind of short, it's just really fun to see how much my hitting has improved.
And with that kind of in mind, this is your third year, just a junior, but your third year of experience. What kind of leadership role do you think you've really taken on with this team?
Especially with some of our best players injured, I've had to step up and kind of just be a vocal leader on the court. I am vocal in general, but I guess when our team is down or, like, we've lost a few points in a row, like, I really try to get people motivated and say, we can still win this game. And so I feel like I'm a good encourager for the team.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned, unfortunately, a couple players went down out for a significant amount of time. What do you change? What do you expect from your team moving forward to try and bounce back from a couple of unfortunate injuries?
So we've definitely had to make some changes. One player got injured at the beginning of a game, and so we just had to completely change the lineup right in the middle, and it felt like everyone really, like, stepped up. Everyone did better than they usually do, and everyone knew that they had to do better. So when we do have those players go out or get injured, everyone steps up and we all just kind of fill in for that person. Not one person fills in for the person who got injured. Everyone takes a step up.
Great job of being able to adapt to the situation. Always like to see that. Well, kind of going into your coach, Shannon Miller, maybe talk about her coaching philosophy, what her style, and what do you like about her?
Shannon, she's a big enforcer of communication, and that's something that is really helpful and that we really need. She really encourages us to communicate with one another and call the ball always, and she never once drops balls. Like, in the gym, if a ball ever drops, we have to do push-ups or something to get in the way. And before I used to get annoyed, I was like, oh, why do we have to, this is so annoying, why can't we just keep going? But now I'm grateful that she encourages us to communicate so much, because it really is important on the court.
Very much so. Well, kind of getting away from volleyball, looking at your sports. You're a four-sport athlete, which is terrific, especially at a small school of Iowa Mennonite School. You're also involved in basketball, well, volleyball, of course, track, and softball. To put you on the spot, do you have a favorite?
I think everyone at my school knows that basketball is my favorite. I've always loved basketball, and it's what I'm best at.
What's the position?
I play point guard.
Point guard, absolutely. What's specifically, do you like basketball, or is it just something you grew up on and you just always loved?
Since I was little, my family has always been a basketball family. So ever since I was like 2 or 3, I've been working on my follow through. That's the first thing my dad taught me about basketball.
Kind of getting away from sports. You're just a junior. You have plenty of time, but it's important to note, you know, after high school, have you thought about what you want to do?
Yeah, I definitely want to go to college, and I'm hoping to play a sport in college, probably basketball, but I would also like to play volleyball. And as far as, like, majors, I'm interested in psychology, sociology, like, history, that type of.
So what kind of inspired you to really be interested in that?
Well, my family, like, both my brothers were, they're psychology majors, and I just, that's just really what I'm interested in, and I guess I've traveled a lot around the world, and so I have compassion and I have empathy for, like, people, just people in general. Like, I'm just a people person.
Sure. Kind of looking outside of sports, take into a day of life of yourself, what do you like to do in your free time?
Oh, man, outside of sports, there's not much time for anything but sports and school. But I guess I like to watch Netflix, like any teenager. I like to go on runs just for fun, like outside of for sports. It's just kind of like a relaxing time for me. I like to spend time with my friends, and I like to be outside.
What's the latest Netflix series that you're on?
I've been watching Grey's Anatomy because they just came out with new episodes.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, last question before I let you go, Susanna. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. What are some of your core values?
My core values would be, yep, I'm really big on kindness, being kind to one another, and I guess compassion, just like trying to understand other people and putting yourself in their shoes.
Good, some good core values. Susanna, it's been fun talking to you. Congratulations once again on being our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
That was Susanna Yoder of the Iowa Mennonite School Volleyball Team joining us here as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Wish the best of luck to IMS and Susanna the rest of the way. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more of the PM Sports page right after this.